Well, maybe I can interject every once in a while. It is written, He is one and His name one. He being the vessel, and His name is the vessel. He is the creator, and His name is the vessel. So the vessel and what fills the vessel have to be as one. In other words, in the end, the group shouldn't be less great and important than the group, and the creator is important, can only be as big as the group's important. How do we maintain it constantly in this way? Elevate, exalt the group and the creator in such a way that they are together. He is one and His name one. He being the filling, the creator, and His name being the vessel, which interprets, which explains to us who the creator is. So this is how I have to relate to the vessel, to the group, to our big group, that the greater it is in my eyes, and the more I can distinguish and make all the discernments in it, by this I will build the Creator through the vessel, through our relationships, where on the one hand, we're all very different, and we have yet to discover just how extremely different we are, completely opposite from each other. But we nevertheless connect to each other. By this, we attain the concept of the One, that this One that we attain corresponds to the separation between us. So we're not afraid when we're growing apart and growing separated, and there is a bigger will to receive between us. But this actually helps us when we connect above it, and then we attain the Creator more powerfully. So don't give up. Just understand that the group and the Creator must be, for us, of the same importance. It is called He is One and His name One.
During the lesson.
I don't know what else to add. Because really, faith above reason is the main topic in attaining the Creator, in opening the eyes in the actual reality. When you see both worlds, our world, which appears within us, which is seen within us in our will to receive, and the upper spiritual world, which is going to open up to us in our desire to bestow. And those two desires, the will to receive and the will to bestow, how they support one another, the upper force above them, which governs us both through the will to receive and through the will to bestow. And we need only to try to very patiently, through all kinds of states that we're going through, approach from all kinds of angles, approach the matter of faith above reason, and to try to understand it, to feel it, to turn ourselves according to it, how against it we are, how much we are for it, so that this concept becomes more and more regular, clear, near, while we also know that intermittently it will be the opposite. You can't have day without night, night without day. They alternate. And that's how we advance. But this is the only way to opening the senses to the upper world. where the upper force is present, the force of bestowal. And we must only patiently approach it. The way can be long, even today, but we already have a big group, the material is ready, and only persistence in attaining it. Adhering, clinging to this material, formatting ourselves according to what is written. This is our work. So let's read and gradually get into it.
That's chapter 11. The Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the exaltedness of the Creator. One, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, exaltedness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from men, meaning that men can answer his own questions. And anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. Two, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, A, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. And B, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator.
A little slower.
The Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the exaltedness of the Creator. One, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. And it is called exaltedness because all the wisdom comes from above and not from men.
In other words, although a person can seemingly explain to himself what is happening with him, and it seems to him that he understands and he is right 100%, he should put it aside and ask, wait, demand, until he gets an answer from above for his situation. Yes?
Meaning the man can answer his own questions. And anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive.
Let's ask Kiev. Kiev.
Раз.
Where is
Скажите, пожалуйста, а что такое, что ответит Творец на мое
состояние? What does it mean that the Creator will answer my state, my questions?
The Creator's answer can be in all kinds of ways, but in truth, it brings a person to feel what is this discernment of bestowal, meaning a force that operates on the spiritual level. It's not a force that operates on the corporeal level. On the corporeal level, the intellect works, our intellect, our feeling, our reason. And in it, we understand, feel, we can discuss, we can perceive, we can grasp, we can remember things. The intellect, the feeling, the memory, the intellectual memory and emotional memory, they all operate on our level, where we were born, rising from our level to the level of the Creator, to the spiritual level. There, it's the quality of bestowal that governs. We want it, but we can't. So, what I ask of the Creator is for Him to give me the ability to rise above the feeling, the intellect, the reason, the logic, above my memory. And in this way, I approach the power of bestowal. So it will be instead of the power of reception. It is a different lifestyle, feeling, thinking, attitude that's completely different to reality, and we don't know it. It's called faith above reason, the force of Bina, the force of the Creator, to clothe in us. And accordingly, we will work. And until it happens, we don't really know what it is. We do all kinds of activities in the group, by ourselves perhaps, as if we are in the force of bestowal. But it's only in order to exercise it, practice it, like little kids who are playing games and not something real.
Like a dog looking at life. What does it mean that he answered at that state?
I asked the Creator to give me the feeling and understanding. I have two things, understanding and feeling, intellect and feeling. So I will be able to perform some operations that don't follow my ego, don't follow my, they're not according to my nature, but according to the nature of the Upper One, not according to the power of reception that is in me. And then I constantly think about how I can somehow satisfy my will to receive, but rather how I can imagine myself being as if I am in the quality of Bina. I rose from Malchut to Bina. And I am in the will to bestow. And then, in this desire to bestow, I operate toward the friends, toward the world, toward all of reality, and through it, of course, to the Creator, because the Creator is everything. He includes them. And therefore, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. Okay, Kiev.
Что он отвечает, когда дает такую возможность?
You say that he answers?
The fact that the Creator gives me such thoughts is already salvation. It is already some emergence from this world to the spiritual world, from the corporeal level to the spiritual level, because I already have some sort of belonging to it. I'm not there yet, but I'm on the way. And then I have to be thankful for it and look for how, through what means I can be drawn more and more to the level of Bina, to the level of faith. to the level of bestowal. What does it mean to be in bestowal, to swap our nature with a spiritual nature? We can't even imagine it. Instead of the basis for all our calculations being the will to receive, all our calculations will be only through the desire to bestow, meaning I have to feel the other and myself as an instrument for satisfying the other, for filling the other, and do this toward all the still vegetative animate and speaking. And come to it. This is called the correction of creation. The Creator deliberately created for us the evil inclination, our ego, so that from it we'll be able to come to His nature.
Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno. Che cosa significa praticamente lavorare in decina?
What's the meaning
nella ragione e invece
of working in the ten within reason?
Nella ragione al di sopra della ragione, sempre nella decina.
And asking to transition from work within reason to work above reason, always in the ten.
In order to work above reason, I have to appreciate each friend and all of them together more than myself. That they are more important than I. And all my work is only to serve them.
לעומת כמו שהייתי תמיד חושב,
as I always, as opposed to how I always thought, which was that they all came to serve me.
וזה בעצם ה...
And this is really the work in the group. That each friend in the group should be as great as the greatest in the generation in my eyes, the greatest. And then, because I relate to them in this way, I begin to understand, to feel, to establish before me the image of the Creator, because behind all the friends stands the Creator. If I relate to the friends in this way, in this way, I begin to attain the concept of the Creator. Because connecting the images of the friends,
that
in this way they form for me the image of the Creator as standing behind them. And establishing them. And then, by establishing myself, positioning myself in love toward them, I begin to discover what it means, what the concept of the Creator means. This, to us, is the direction for attaining the Creator, for feeling Him, understanding Him. Only in this way. We have no instruments to attain the Creator except through in the Shekhinah, divinity. And the Shekhinah, the divinity, is the relationships of bestowal between us in the group. Will to receive. But if I want to rise to the level of Bina, where the desire to bestow governs. This is called the degree of the Creator. Because I want to achieve it, because the Creator is called Bore. Bore, come and see. So, how do I come to that degree? How do I come? And then I see. How do I come and finally see? That can happen only by acquiring the power of bestowal. And therefore, the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about this. I can acquire the force of bestowal only on one condition, that I, in my situation, perform all kinds of actions that will help me come to the power of bestowal. And to attain the power of bestowal, I nevertheless can't, because the power of bestowal is the power of Bina, the power of the Creator. And therefore, when I perform all kinds of actions, by this I seemingly pray that the Creator will give me, according to our efforts from below, which are called raising man, a prayer. So he will give me the power of bestowal from above, which is his quality, his nature, the nature of bestowal. And this is called where we are. This is called the 40 years in the desert, when we don't know where we are. We have nothing good. We are eating sand, truly. But we have to go through these 40 years. This is called the distance between Malchut and Bina. And then we finally acquire the qualities of Bina. The qualities of Bina are already called the land of Israel, Eretz Israel. Eretz, land, is called Ratzon, desire, and Israel means Yeshar Kel, straight to the Creator. So it's a desire directed straight to the Creator. And there I already feel that I'm in Him, I'm entering Him, a world, an area where the power of bestowal, the upper force, governs the eternal, the complete world. But it all comes to me after I assume or I accept the method of correction and I follow it, I observe it until I reach the quality of Bina, which is called the 40 years in the desert, from Mount Sinai to the entry into the land of Israel. That's the difference between Bina and Malchut. So this is how we have to exist.
Now,
everything we're going through now, although we're going with faith above reason, there is no faith here in the sense that we are used to in this world. Faith means bestowal. We have to go with the force of bestowal as opposed to the force of reception, which is in us, initially, inherently, and advance in this way, another step, and another step, and another step. And each day, we almost have to start over from the beginning. It could be even worse than from before. And this is how we advance. So, the most important is to renew each day our ascent, so that faith is above reason. So we want to acquire the power of bestowal above the power of reception. We don't erase our power of reception. On the contrary, it constantly grows. And on top of it, we cover it with the power of bestowal. This is why the more our power of reception grows, above it, we cover it with this crust, with the power of bestowal. And this is how we grow. Until we come to Bina, by developing Malchut completely and all of our desires to receive, and we know how to cover it with the power of bestowal, so that the because the power of bestowal doesn't have any size or anything, because it covers the power of reception, which is called love, will cover all crimes. And many, many crimes that exist in Malchut are revealed, yet we cover them with bestowal. And in this way, we elevate the Creator on top of all the qualities of the will to receive. In this way, we can attain the spiritual world truthfully, live in it, control it, and truly be on the level of the Creator. And afterwards, we have another ascent from Bina to Keto. But we will talk about it later, not before we attain the degree of Bina. To a dead end. And this is why we have to implement this spiritual approach only, without any connection to any culture, education, that is mundane, worldly, without any practices, without anything, but keep everything only spiritual. So we will understand and clarify to everyone and explain to everyone. And by this, we will actually draw reforming light, and it will fix everything. It's not like we have to start explaining it to all of humanity. But these concepts of faith, they all come from the wisdom of Kabbalah. The books, the first book we have from Adam HaRishon, and then from Abraham's time onward, all of them talk only about spiritual discernments without any connection to physical actions in this world. And also the definitions of faith and religion and all that, it is all desire to receive, desire to bestow, and how we elevate ourselves from the level of the will to receive, which appears to us here a little bit in this world, into the will to bestow.
Vertically, how can I learn much more from my Tzen by using faith beyond reason?
When you relate to the Ten in faith above reason, you are starting to assemble the Ten as a spiritual vessel, because you want everyone to be connected in bestowal. And you're giving them an example. You're working in it. And then, in this way, by working in faith above reason, you are placing a desire to bestow called faith above reason, above the force of reception, Bina above Malchut, bestowal above reception. By that, you are arranging the Ten correctly. You are positioning them correctly, very simply. You are showing everyone, you're trying to have between everyone, above the forces of reception we received from the Creator, the forces of bestowal, which we did not get, but we demand to get. In this way, we seemingly pull the Creator in to cover the ego He created between us, the will to receive. That's our work.
Brazil too.
Brazil too.
Olá, Rav. Olá, Clay Mundial. Rav, como guardar esses discernimentos na mente interior, no desejo, e ajudar os amigos e, ao invés da mente exterior, como se fosse algo fora, por fora de nós mesmos.
How can we scrutinize in the intellect and help the friends? And how do we know what is within us and what is outside of us?
Talk about it more, as much as possible. As if you are already in the forces of bestowal towards one another. According to everything possible, try to present, display as if you're in the qualities, the forces of bestowal towards one another. And this is called, each shall help his friend. And then you will see how through envy, lust, and honor, you raise the entire group very quickly. Will you come to the goal? Very quickly. Because this is indeed the most important action we can take. Set good example.
Раф, а вы можете описать более подробно, что такое представлять, что мы уже находимся в
Раф, can you elaborate on what it means that we should imagine that we are already in bestowal?
Они хотят, чтобы закидай.
I think it's worthwhile to try and do such exercises for everyone. That's what we need, according to the recommendation of Kabbalists, to implement them in the tents. We are in mutual bestowal as much as possible. In considering each and every friend in the group, supporting and helping each and every one according to how much we think he needs help, and we always get such possibilities. And then we are in the force of bestowal towards them, even corporeally, and even though we are corporeally towards them, and in this way, and in our will to receive our egoistic desire, we think it'll help us, and the friend is only a means by which I want to help myself. Nevertheless, when I help him, this influences me, this awakens on me the reforming light. Nevertheless, in the corporeal action, I resemble the spiritual force, the force of bestowal, although in my intention, if I go deep into it, I have no intention for the sake of the friend, but only for my sake. Before I go up to the degree of Bina, there's no doubt that I am not in bestowal to anyone. All of our thoughts, all of our desires are only to receive.
PT 31. Good morning, Rav. He writes here in the second first item in the paragraph, he says that when a person has to go above reason, he sees that he's empty and then he becomes needy of the Creator. So what does it take for a person to need the Creator and not run to fill up the emptiness directly?
First of all, he needs to somehow be incorporated in the group. From that, he comes to envy, where everyone is bestowing more than him. And then from this corporeal envy, he comes to the need, the necessity for doing something with himself. And then he starts to look for ways to do it. And then he will not miss any lesson, will try to be close to the friends, all of it in order to gain something, because he has to do it. But that's how he advances.
Дараф, тут у меня путаница. Вы говорите, что наши внешние действия, они пробуждают какой-то очень маленький свет.
I have this confusion, Rav. You're saying our external activities awaken a very small light, say nefesh to nefesh. But you also say that we have to operate practically. What do you mean by practically?
Shem meoririm.
I mean, such actions that awaken our desires, our prayer, our tendency towards connection, those are the actions I'm referring to. Meaning, important thing is to come closer to the friends, to feel ourselves together in one boat, and above us, one creator, and we belong to one another, and the more we come closer to one another, the Creator will also. Maybe again.
Yes. It is written, woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light.
Meaning, those who have faith feel certain state as day, because the light of faith shines to them. And those who are not in bestowal, those who are not in faith, then for them, that light appears as darkness, actual darkness. That's the difference between darkness and light, day and night in spirituality. It's all relative to the light of Bina, light of faith of bestowal.
The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are awaiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see it with their eyes. As if they see with their eyes, with certainty, that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good.
But they don't feel it in their will to receive, in their usual vessels, but only in the forces of Bina that they acquired, the forces of bestowal. Then according to equivalence of form between the Creator and the forces of Bina in them, they begin to feel that the Creator is good, who does good.
In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. That there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the day of the Lord.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вопрос от десятки, от нашей.
Yes, do you have a question from our ten? What does it mean that our common malchut rises to Bina to such an extent that there is no difference between reason and faith?
Well, that means, first of all, that you need to have certain discernment between you. Truly is one man in one heart. Meaning not to have the same desires, it's impossible, since the desires stem from each person's individual Shimo record. But when you rise above the will to receive, individual will to receive of each one, in order to connect together in mutual bestowal. By that, you come to a mutual bestowal between you, and it's already equal to the Creator to some extent. Well, similar to the Creator, maybe equal is too strong of a word. It's similar to the Creator, like the Creator. And then according to equivalence with the Creator, you begin to feel something of the quality of bestowal, which is Him, inside the qualities of bestowal that you wish to establish between you. That's called the web of connection that you wish to establish between you mutually. Then we say that the Creator clothes between you. The Creator clothes
Но он тут пишет в статье, что вера становится такой же.
He writes here in the excerpt that faith becomes like reason. How do we come to it?
Of course, it all depends on connection. We used to, from our life, used to be confused by pretty words. To connect, to embrace, to love one another, to be beautiful people, pretty people towards one another. From our childhood, mommy said, don't hate anyone, be a good kid, so on and so forth. Consequently, we relate to all these words the Kabbalists are using. We don't have any other words. And it turns out that we don't really consider them. They say, connect. We say, okay, connect. They say, we have to come closer to one another. We say, okay, we'll come closer. Meaning these things we leave, we erase. At least 90% of each and every one of those concepts have to do with connection. And the main thing is this. And according to the quality of connection, how much each one adds from his will to receive, from his inner character that the Creator created, accordingly, we attain the Creator, and the Creator seemingly has no picture, no shape or form. But according to the egoistic qualities of each one, to the extent that we awaken this egoistic power of ours in order to connect above it, then that egoistic desire and its opposite form, when it's now participating in the connection between us, it arranges for us the quality of the Creator, the image of the Creator, the essence of the Creator. That's why it's called Bore, come and see. I come and I see what did I attain from these tendencies to connect between us. And that's why we say that we are making the Creator, as it's written in the Torah, you have made me. So don't disregard, don't belittle those recommendations that the Torah is giving us.
אנחנו רגילים לזלזל
We're accustomed to belittle those words, devalue them. That's why we don't ascribe them the main essence in creation. And we think about it in terms of the good relationships that everyone is talking about. The usual lie that we all understand, it's a lie.
Thank you, Rav. In the end of the article, it says, but they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. Is this the same as asking the Creator for a masach? Thank you.
Ken, baderech vaday.
Yeah, along the way, of course, the way it happens is with the screen and reflected light. But we have to understand the principle here. That just the way I have a sense of reception right now, in which I feel all of reality and it all gets depicted inside of me in my sense of reception, I now go to acquire a sense of bestowal above my will to receive. The sense of bestowal is not limited as the will to receive. I rise above me, above myself, towards the others. So it turns out that the way I'm limited in perceiving our reality in my vessel, in my will to receive, listen up. When I connect to the others, I become unlimited in my perception of reality because I grasp their will to receive, which become in me my will to bestow, or I bestow to them. Then my perceptions become such that through bestowal to them, my perception becomes unlimited, unbounded, and by that I perceive the upper force, the upper world, the Creator, the true upper reality. And the difference, as Kabbalists say, that what you grasp or perceive in your will to receive is like a grain of sand compared to an entire world. That's the difference between the corporeal perception, egoistic perception, and the spiritual, altruistic perception, where in bestowal I am coming out of my own limitations and I grasp reality the way it's depicted outside of me, truthfully.
So, Rav, if
that's the difference,
if I try to overcome the obstacles that is to come to the morning lesson or come to the meetings with my 10, and I can I use these obstacles to ask for the friends, to ask to give these what I need to the friends? How can I use the Creator to add to my friends?
Simply ask of the Creator. Ask that He will give you the strength to connect.
But
He will be revealed to some extent as a force of mutual bestowal between you. Until you will feel in this force of mutual bestowal between you, you will be connected between you to such an extent that you'll begin to feel there not only the forces that connect you, but that there is a certain personality to these forces, an upper personality. And that's how the Creator will be revealed. It's not the degree of nefesh, like a baby who doesn't feel where he is, or the degree of ruach, where he's somehow still touches everything around him. Rather, when he begins more and more to advance toward the degree of neshama, this is called the degree of bina, then he already begins to realize his desires in order to bestow. And in this way, a person comes out of the feeling of this world and discovers the true reality, discovers the Creator, the force of bestowal that's working there. It'll happen. We're
Здравствуйте, Раф. Как строится экран десятки, кроме молитвы?
Hello, Raf. How is the screen of the 10 built besides prayer? Are there other internal activities we should do?
Screen that we can build comes only and is established and exists by the upper force, the upper light, when we ask the Creator to build it between us, and not that we can do anything about it ourselves. That's it. So each and every action of ours must, in fact, end by turning to the Creator and asking Him to do.
Barur.
To do it.
Clear.
Kabyufri.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
At what degree do we begin to make the Creator? From Malkut or only at the degree of Bina?
We begin to build the Creator from the degree of the will to receive, the shosh, the root degree or zero degree, where we can connect between us somehow with a certain inclination towards it, and then through the degrees of coarseness, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is how we build the connection between us on top of the coarseness, on top of the will to receive, and accordingly the will to bestow appears above the will to receive, which is called the upper light or the Creator. That's it.
Hello, Rav. Question from PT2. On one hand, we hear that a sign for advancement is that we feel close to each other more and more from day to day. On the other hand, we hear that every day we start anew. And it can even be worse than yesterday. So how to settle these two things correctly?
We are results of the breaking of the one kli that the Creator created and filled it with one light. This state is called the world of Ein Sof, without boundary of the clothing of the light in the vessel. And when the Creator wished, according to His plan, for the created beings to exist and to attain the entire creation, then this vessel has gone through the shattering. Soon we're going to learn how that was made. And when the vessel has gone through the shattering, it divided according to the egoistic desires that have been revealed in each and every part of the desire. And our whole work is, despite each of us being in his individual desire, we, above these egoistic desires, connect ourselves with the intention to be one. And this is how we reconstruct the broken vessel into the whole vessel. That's considered to bring it to correction. And then the light that was there previously filled the vessel that the Creator created, then broke. The ego has been revealed, Because we connect above, despite our ego, then the light that later is revealed despite this vessel we connect together is a very big light, because it's revealed against the resistance of the egoistic desires. It's just like in mechanics. According to the resistance, we can attain the current, the voltage, etc. That's why it turns out that this is how we attain the light. In the end of the corrections, that's a very big light. 248 times more. That's called Non Chai. 648 times more, sorry. And then the vessel. Becomes the vessel connects as one above all the differences. It connects itself as if it wasn't broken. And the light that was in it after it was very small after the shattering reaches a great magnitude, meaning the Creator is revealed in the whole manner. Well, read it again.
It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Ahoraim posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like a disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of a Ahoraim, a posterior, I agree.
Well, there's a question by Merkaz.
In what is the work in concealment should it be important as the disclosure of the face?
The work in concealment is more important than the work in disclosure of the face, because I don't work with my will to receive to draw the Creator, the light, but rather I place myself with the restriction screen and reflected light to bestow to the Creator just as the Creator wishes to bestow to me. And then we are like the guest and the host. When the guest wishes to be in equivalence of form with the host, I'm not going to receive any more than I can give him. And this way, we settle the relations between us.
Buongiorno Rav. Il desiderio ha bisogno di sensazioni. Verso quale?
The desire needs to feel. What feelings do we need? Do we need to want in the ten in order to rise above reason?
Besides the greatness and of the group and the greatness of the Creator, I don't need anything in order to rise above reason. What else can there be? There is me, and what's outside of me? I am Malchut, and what's outside of me is Bina. Bina, right? So, as much as I decrease myself, diminish myself, and raise the degree of Bina above me, which is the group and the Creator, to that extent I can advance towards them. Some things. We need to establish them more and more this way, spirituality and I, and then we're going to have what to do, and in what way can we increase, enlarge the spirituality between us. Simply the force of bestowal, the world of bestowal, that's spirituality. The force of reception, the world of reception, that's corporeality. We need to establish it correctly and to do exercises. According to the exercises, the light that reforms, bestows upon us, and very quickly, we reach the revelation of the spiritual world, meaning building our work in the Chorayim.
It's at the end of the passage we just read.
Yes, what does it say there?
If the Creator understands that I have more contentment if he works in posterior, I agree.
So that's what they call the work in the posterior. Okay, in short, it means that I don't feel, I don't know, I have no contact with the true spiritual state, but I go above my own mind and emotion. Okay, my intellect and my emotion, and I'm in true darkness, and from this darkness I want to bestow to the Creator, and this is a state where I'm certain that I'm not working with vessels of reception, then I reach a state that this darkness starts to shine to me. This is considered not disregarding these states of darkness, of a Chorayim. And then this specific place of a Chorayim, that's where the light of Chassadim starts shining.
Yeah, thank you, I understand, Rav. Thank you.
Beseder. Tel Aviv 3.
All right, Tel Aviv 3.
When a person feels empty, so what helps him work? What's his fuel?
When a person is empty, he starts establishing himself to work above his empty vessels. What does above mean? It's despite being empty, it's him feeling empty. And this place he can fill with his relation to the Creator, even though the Creator is hiding. And then in his empty state, there is no relation to the Creator, he can establish his relation to the Creator and the relation of bestowal to the Creator. And to live with all his relation, his attitude of bestowal towards the Creator as if it really exists. Try it and see how you can develop the right relation to the Creator from this point.
Another small question, Rav. What's the difference between a force of bestowal working in a person or if he's working from the greatness of the Creator?
The force of bestowal can only be according to the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. Otherwise, how? With everything, when I bestow to friends, to, doesn't matter what and where does my force of bestowal stem from? The extent that the Creator is great in my eyes.
A person gets the ability to bestow if he acquired the greatness of the Creator?
Yes, of course, of course. Otherwise, it's not the greatness of the Creator and the force of bestowal. Otherwise, it's the concealed force.
Show the new degree of Av.
No, well, all we see here is one thing. We have a will to receive, upon which there was a restriction, and making on it, over it a screen that doesn't want to receive for itself, but only receives in order to bestow back to the host, because the feeling of the host, the relation to the host for him is more important than the pleasure he may receive within his will to receive. By this, he gives pleasure to the host, and that's what's important for him. This is how the system works that we call Galgalta. First
Patsuf.
When Galgalta purifies, it cannot withstand it. Then, instead of it, comes the second Patsuf called the Ab. That too wants to receive in order to bestow, making a calculation according to the Reshimot. Galgalta used to have Reshimot from the world of Ensof before it. That's why it received as much as it can, received more than all the rest, in order to bestow. But when its screen purified, it had reshimot from Patsuf Galgalta itself, and these reshimot are less than what was before, because the screen decided that it won't go for what it had before. What's left is less. And then the second Patsuf emerging after Galgalta is called Patsuf Ab. The light in it is much weaker than Patsuf Galgalta, and also in its desire, it's shorter, it's weaker. That's why this is how we picture it. When Ab clothes from Pe till the Tabur of Galgalta. That's it.
Moscow 1.
Okay. Moscow 1.
Rafa, можно уточнить вот тут? Логика запуталась, и это, наверное...
If I could be more precise... There's a confusion. So Galgalta is the biggest Patsuf, and according to that it wanted to draw the light in order to bestow and wasn't successful because of the Tabu. There was a refinement, the Patsuf of Ab came out, but how does Galgalta, by getting smaller and Ab coming out, how does it, in the end, how would it fill what wasn't filled in the Sof? It's like it's getting smaller. How by this is it planning to fill the empty place?
All the Patsufim that emerged after the first Patsuf Galgalta are, they merely want to fill Patsuf Galgalta. Only with small parts, a little more, a little more, a little more. The Creator, the host, the upper light puts pressure, activating the will to receive differently. So it's not all the portion, but half of it, a quarter, a third, etc. And this is how the upper light works. With a screen. And that's how we reach all kinds of phenomena. We reach the final correction. We'll learn in what way. And that's how we should learn how the upper light works with the will to receive, how it organizes the will to receive in order to reach a state where all the will to receive receives in order to bestow.